everyone, I'm Tony Lontis, and this is the Everyday Business Show.
I'm going to do it to the best of my ability, because if I fail, that means I fail for my entire female nation, I call it.
Is that possible? That was the question for myself. And it is absolutely possible.
Good afternoon, Australia. Good evening, America. And welcome to everyone listening across the planet today. We have another action-packed show for you today on the Everyday Business Show. I'm your host, Tony Lontis. And just before we get on with the show, some housekeeping for today. If you're listening live on LinkedIn, Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, or Twitter, just a reminder that we have Payo and Hannah ready and waiting, listening for your comments, questions, and to provide you with links about anything we talk about on the show today. We would love you to subscribe to our YouTube channel, where you get all of this information live and updated regularly. We would also like you to jump on to TonyLontis.com, where you'll find information about each and every guest, each and every co-host that we talk to on the shows. And in particular, you'll find out additional bits and pieces that we might miss talking to you about on the live show. A reminder too that if you like these shows and you want to catch up on any shows that you've missed, they're available on Tony TV, which is on Binge Networks USA, HeroGo TV USA, and soon on Zondra TV Network, and also on the Tony TV channel app, available on all Roku, LG, and Samsung smart TVs across the planet. Each week we do a welcome to country in recognition of our Indigenous community's role in our country's cultural identity. So I want to respectfully acknowledge the people of the Yugambeh language region, that is on the Gold Coast, Queensland, Australia, the traditional owners of the land on which we broadcast and meet, and pay my respects to elders past and present, and all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders here listening today or watching the replay. Now, I have a beautiful guest for you today. She is an amazing young woman by the name of Riza Villafor, and we're going to talk about Pilikal, her marketplace shop online for world-class Filipino products. But before I introduce you to the gorgeous Riza, here's what you need to know. Pili is meaning local and choose local. And Riza's been working in the events and marketing industry since she launched her first startup in 2017. After completing an MBA in New York during the height of the pandemic, Riza created a one-stop shop of exclusive Filipino products in the spirit of not just uplifting the lives of local makers, but also helping them promote their work online. Now, this is a online shop that has a comprehensive e-commerce platform sitting behind it. And whilst it's at the moment in the Filipino marketplace, it is launched and ready to go global very soon. Riza formed the company through personal connections with people who would eventually be handling the different departments within her e-commerce business, and she needed to develop a website and went to locals to help her do that. She reached out to family and friends to help her launch the project, and this team are all Filipino individuals, and they're driving the company forward from funding stage and developing all the nitty-gritty details involved in Riza's dream. And it is a big dream, and it's made possible by groups of people working together across the globe to achieve a common objective. Hello, Riza, and welcome to the show.
Hi, Tony. Thank you for having me here. It's an honor to be here on your show.
We are delighted to have you here today. Now, Riz has prepared a wonderful presentation, and we thought that we'd start the show with that. So I'm going to hand over to Riz for a while, and once we've done the presentation, I've got some amazing questions to ask about this platform. So over to you, Riz. I'll start to share my screen so everyone can see this beautiful presentation. Over to you, my dear.
Thank you. Okay, so hi, everyone. My name is Riza, and I'm the founder of Pili Local. Pili Local is a marketplace to shop for world-class Filipino products. I founded Pili since I saw the potential that our team can create a platform implementing an all-around e-commerce site. It's a group of people working together overseas and locally with a common goal, made our dream into reality. So as mentioned earlier, we are connecting local businesses. Basically, it's an e-commerce platform connecting local businesses so they can boost their productivity within their own communities. That's our main goal here. So those local users can have an e-commerce platform that can grow their, wherein they can grow their enterprises or their small businesses into their neighborhood, locally, regionally, and nationally. So our story, okay. So the pandemic, I know, has affected many people who have existing businesses and even day-to-day jobs, which pursued me to create this endeavor. Acquiring the resources and allocating them to the right avenue will help us grow exponentially. I believe that by launching this platform, we can help rebuild the damage and losses incurred by the pandemic. And our objectives will also be aligned with various, you know, political, economical, environmental, and technological factors. Well, the main effort of our, a main highlight of our efforts is not only the platform itself, but also the merchants behind our team, because we won't be able to move forward without with our vision without this community. So basically, our mission is to unite the small to medium-sized local businesses so people can have access to Filipino products that will help elevate the microeconomy. Later on, we will also tap the global economy by exporting local goods once we stabilize the market. Our vision is to highlight the Filipino artisans or Filipino makers, as I've mentioned, locally, regionally, and nationally, from agriculture, forestry, and fishing to the assembly line, manufacturing, and automation, we aim to introduce the Filipino workers to the free market. Going back to our roots may seem far-fetched, but I know that is not impossible. So currently, this is our structure. So since we are a startup, we're just a couple of people working together, hand in hand. So we have different departments, which I will also share to you in detail later. So we have the business development, we have the sales and marketing, and our web development, basically our IT team. So this is our main goal, okay, to highlight the Filipino makers with nationwide, and then our main mission is to unite the small to medium sized enterprises. So currently on our site, when you go to our site, which is www.pililocal.com, we have 6 categories. We have home living, health essentials, accessories, event supplies, and delicacies. Under those categories, we have different subcategories, okay, that I will also share to you in a bit. So our corporate message, it's okay, thank you. Our corporate message is this one, are these. So we pose 3 main concerns or challenges that we are facing normally, like right now. So we want to know what are the Filipino products in general, who are the Filipino artisans or makers, and lastly, where do they sell? So we're trying to solve these issues or like addressing these concerns by knowing what Filipino products are, identifying this Filipino merchants, and having an access to a community of buyers and Filipino sellers. So currently, wow, we have 70 more or less merchants on our site. We just started, we're less than a year old, okay? So this is the community that we built since we started last year. There are different merchants in the categories that I mentioned earlier, which I will also discuss further in a bit. So for the business development, I just want to show you basically what each department does, just to give you a quick flow or like operation workflow, like on how we do it in general. So our business development team, they're the ones who are acquiring the merchants in general, from leads to profiling to onboarding. So they're the bread and butter of our company as well. And they also finalize the agreements, train our merchants, and if there are other inquiries involved, they're very hands-on. Okay, so that's what the business development is for. Next is we have our the web team, also our main bread and butter, because at the end of the day, we are the middleman. Our service here is the platform. Okay, right now, definitely our web, the good thing about this is that our web team are all Filipino workers as well. Okay, so everything is built from scratch. We didn't do any Shopify, WooCommerce. So this is really made by Filipinos for Filipinos, in short. Okay, so from the graphic design, the layout, the coding, and everything was done by our team.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Very impressive.
And then our marketing, basically, it's definitely marketing is important as well. So we do our digital marketing and our social media platform. Since we are a startup, we really try to be organic as much as possible. At the end of the day, that's the best way to do it. And we want to be true to the identity of our merchants as well. So because that's, we want to translate what they're really, what their mission and vision as well to the end user, so that we can have that uniform message that this is really for our economy at the end of the day.
Absolutely.
So this one, so basically this is the things, this is our main service in short. So we are the e-commerce platform. We have a global network for global content delivery. It's a cloud-based infrastructure. We have high-speed service, and it's also scalable. We have automatic platform upgrades. It's high-speed performance, must be, because we are a marketplace. Yeah. We have seamless checkout. Right now, we're also dealing with another Filipino company, which is Maymongo. We customize our online store, and we have our third-party logistics and drop shipping to fulfillment center as well. So how do we really keep up? We really make sure that it is a well-rounded platform from end to end. So we also try to help our consumers to actually afford the things that we have. That's why our prices are very competitive. And we really do our personalized service, because at the end of the day, that is our niche and our strength, if I may say, in that sense, that we really make sure that every concern, whether it's a merchant side or the customer side, that we really address those properly and accordingly.
Fantastic.
So this one, it's more of like the value, or like how we really, you know, we're going to be transparent as much as possible. So just also to give knowledge, or like for aspiring, you know, entrepreneurs in the future, or like even develop their own brand. So what we do here is we have, like, you know, service fees for all those merchants that we onboard. Then we can also have a subscription monthly fee, depending on the scale of what projects that we will pursue in the future. The integration fee usually is for our shipment or fulfillment center. So those are the basic things that we have in line for our, since it's also a for-profit organization. So yeah, that's basically the business structure of Pili Local. So our website, it's www.pililocal.com, marketing at Pili Local for all partnerships, concerns, or advertising. And I'll also give you more information about our contact later.
Fantastic. Riza, thank you so much for that little presentation. Amazing to see what you've been able to achieve in 12 months over effectively a pandemic. You know, it's not over yet. Whilst we're moving around and getting organized and all the rest of it, there's still pandemic and virus concerns across the planet. So I know from talking to people that online and online shopping is definitely the way to go. And I'm actually wondering, the first question I had was around, how did you manage to connect with so many people in such a short time? Because you've already got 70, 75 markets on the site already.
I owe it to my team at the end of the day. They're really doing a great job. They're very passionate about this. They don't treat this as a normal work, nine to five kind of day job. They really did their best in like not just thinking about our branding and at the same time aligning our merchants, aligning the vision mission of the company with our merchants as well. So that's why we had the structure in building the site. So when we were starting, of course, we weren't live yet, where we have different phases with the web team on how we're going to implement the design itself, the interface, the operation process, all those things. So it's really a weekly meeting at some point, or bi-weekly meeting that we had. And with our merchants, that was also the time that they were also gathering, you know, trying to attract more partners. And then with marketing, we initiated our initial marketing, social media, those kind of things, even before we launched. So it's a collaborative effort. I won't be able to do this without them. And I'm happy that our team, even though we're a startup, everyone that I started with are the same people that are still with us right now and still continuing this effort.
Because Riza, you're based in New York still, aren't you? And do you go backwards and forwards now that you can travel? Have you been back to the Philippines?
I'm trying to travel anytime, if not this year, hopefully next year. So that's really my plan, to check everything. And of course, visit my friend, my family, number one.
Yes, and my friends
as well. Yeah.
Yes. There's something really special about the Filipino people in that their joyfulness and helpfulness makes them kind of unique in the globe. So that there's a beautiful energy around the Filipino people, and I'm thinking that that will be transported to the goods and services that they sell. So just tell us a little bit more about Filipino products in general, Riza.
Oh, perfect. So Filipinos are known to manufacture different types of things. We have quality home decors, furniture, accessories, clothes, and organic byproducts. Okay, most of these are an abundant natural source of coconut, rattan, and cacao. So really organic. You know, from, as I've mentioned earlier, from agriculture to forestry to fishing, there are a lot of natural resources that are being made, which also translates to our merchants. That's actually interesting, because what we're trying to do here is not just like, you know, helping the environment. All, of course, that's very important, but that's also where we're coming from, like our roots, you know. and basically that's it.
Riza, can you tell us about some of the products that you have already available on the platform? Because there's lots of them, so let's talk about as many of them as we can.
Yes, definitely. So when you go to our site, we have, I've mentioned earlier, we have six categories. Okay.
Yes.
I chose like mostly the top brands, the brands that are really not only doing well, but they're really help the economy and show what the natural resources, natural resources that we have. So first, we have the Green Tummy. So the Green Tummy has a wide variety of organic superfoods products and healthy snacks. They usually help you source high quality organic foods at affordable prices, like as simple as like salt, you know, those kind of things. Acai, those kind of things. So we have a lot of those. And they just actually joined recently. Okay. The next one, this is one of my favorites. It's the Bamboo Company. So it's a social.
Oh, what a great name.
Yes. And when you go to our site, when you check their store, you'll see everything. That they do, like they make. It's a social enterprise that aims to solve basically plastic pollution and rural poverty through the use of bamboo. Okay, they have variety of products. You know, it's amazing. Such as
Bamboo,
trees.
Risa, bamboo is such a versatile product. How do I know this? We have planted lots and lots of bamboo around our property. So not only does it provide an air conditioning filter for the property, but in the recent floods, it actually protected the boundaries that it was on from debris and stuff. So tell us more about bamboo.
So these their products basically they have a variety of different items such as razors, tumblers, toothbrush, coffee press that can be used on a daily basis. That's a good thing about this company. They are trying to make these products available to anyone that will use it on a daily basis at home, you know. So that's a good thing. And very creative as well, you know. I mean, who would have thought?
I've got bamboo toothbrushes that we use all the time. So I'm very much a fan of bamboo, and the Philippines has lots of bamboo, don't you?
That's one. We use it for construction, you
Yeah.
know,
It's very
manufacturing.
sustainable, very strong. I'm not sure. The other thing I want to mention too, that here in Australia we actually have bamboo floor. So, and it performs better than traditional wood floors in terms of wearability, strength, and the look of it. So, bamboo is a great product.
And they can even make musical instruments. Can you imagine? It's amazing. The next one is Green Life Coco. Okay, Philippines is known as the one of the coconut paradise. You know, it's also the lifeblood of most common Filipinos. They produce quality coconut products like virgin coconut oil. You know, VCO massage grade coconut sugar, coconut jam, VCO soap, anything that you can think of, and developing more specialty products made out of coconut. So from bamboo to coconut, you know. So it's really healthy too. You know, there at some point the VCO, the virgin coconut oils, were really like the main items because, you know, trying to live healthy, especially after the pandemic or when the pandemic happened, you know, it really helps us to really go to that root of, like, you know, trying to live healthier.
And Rizzard, coconut products have great moisture retention and moisture holding if you're using them in things like skincare or creams, or they're great for your skin and your face, your hair. They're good all-round products, aren't they?
Yes, they are, and I love coconut. Like me personally, because let's say if you're gonna use the jam or like the sugar itself, it tastes different. Tastes different to the regular raw sugar that we have, you know. So that's a good thing about it. So, okay, sorry.
You're right. No, go.
The next one is Villa Socorro Farms. Okay, it's also a company based in one of the provinces in the Philippines, Laguna. It's an integrated business with a holistic ecosystem that cultivates crops. Okay, they manufacture food products and promotes farm tourism. So its heart lies on the promise of empowering communities of partner farmers to live with pride and dignity. So they're the ones who have the chips, the banana chips, those kind of stuff, and snacks.
Yum.
Really good for, you know, giveaways, or like if you want something that you can really give to your friends or relatives that, you know, coming from a diff from different countries, that's the best way to do it.
Fabulous.
And the next one is EcoBar. So it's a manufacturer of plastic-free packaging and personal care products. So they have bath and hygiene products free of sulfates, silicones, and plastic packaging. So soaps, anything that you can use in the
So,
bathroom.
yeah. So good for you and also good for the planet. Yes, Riza?
Yes. That's the common denominator at the end of the day of most of our merchants. So I'm saying, like, it's really aligning at the end of the day. Next one is Manang PH, Manang.ph. They showcase the wealth of talent of the Filipinos. So these are the materials the skillful artisans are creating with a wide range of handicrafts made from natural materials, in short.
Yeah.
We have rattan products, like, it's, you know, that's organic material.
Yes.
That
yes.
can be turned into like placemat. As simple as coasters, you know, and trays, those kind of stuff. And last but not the least, we have handmade plus homemade. This is a good business, like, everyone who's aspiring to do with handmade and, like, literally homemade products. They offer handcrafted sweet and savory spreads, highlighting local ingredients and flavors. We have one, we call it yema, or yema pili, and pili nuts, interesting, because we have pili nuts too. We call it pili. I ordered one for my mother, and she finished it in a snap, because it's really good, and it's handmade. Yeah. I mean, for me, handmade is much better than, like, you know, the normal manufactured products that we have.
Absolutely, absolutely, Riza. The sellers that you currently have on the marketplace are just the start, aren't they?
Yes.
What's your vision around the future with the growth of the platform? So are you aiming at continuously upgrading the marketplace with innovative products, but the requirement is always that they have to be Filipino made and derived? Is that correct?
Well, we have that category. It has to be Filipino made. Production of at least production, a percentage of the production is made in the Philippines, because that's what the company is all about
yes.
at the end of the day. But this online platform also, we hope to be an avenue for expansion and aspiring, striving local entrepreneurs. Okay. Mm-hmm. And one way to do it is exporting. So
yes, that was one of my next questions. Tell me about the vision. Tell me about the vision around exporting, Riza.
Well, to many international producers, exporting is something that only huge companies do. But that is not the case anymore.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So the Philippines exports 80% of the world's demand for food products, but through e-commerce sites like Pili Local, this has widened. So there is more we can do as valuable producers in the international scene. Filipinos are also known to manufacture, like I mentioned earlier, with these organic products. So that's what we're trying to do. Right now, we're setting up and trying to initiate that phase of our company so that eventually we can expand our community, not only nationwide in the Philippines, but, you know,
but
in
globally.
A global setting. Yes.
How challenging is it, Riza, to set up the logistics around sending products globally? Is that a little bit challenging?
We're still in the process of doing that right now. And of course, that's, for me, the way I see it, like, when you compare this in a film, okay, because I also work in a post-production way back.
Yes, yes.
When you have a, let's say, a complete like movie, like a 2-hour movie, 50% of that is sound, like the audio itself, and 50% of that's, of course, the picture.
Yes.
With us in our industry, that's how I see it, 50% is, of course, us as the e-commerce platform, and 50% is the shipping.
Yes. So
that is the service, okay?
It's a massive part of what you're going to do and what you want to achieve, isn't it?
Yes, that is true. That's why we are really keen into, like, who will be our partner in terms of our shipping. Because at the end of the day, we're the e-commerce platform. And the service, of course, boils down from like, you know, from us going up to the delivery to the end user or to the customer, to the doorsteps of those consumers.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yes, that's my deal.
Sorry. So eventually you want to be able to do, I guess, a little bit like what Amazon does. So they have lots of people, shops and sellers and on their platform, and they distribute across the globe. So if you could create that for
Pili Local,
you'll be able to service the world as well.
Well, that's the main vision at the end of the day, yes. Because yes, definitely our platform or industry is that, like Amazon, you know. Yeah. It's more leaning to that even
because the Philippines is kind of, if you think about the placement of the Philippines in the world, mm-hmm. it's pretty central, isn't it? Like you can actually technically or looking at it, you should be able to ship anywhere in the world.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And it's being done by don't get me wrong, it's being done by different companies already, even if there's
But you want Filipino, you want to keep with the Filipino ideals and Filipino yes. companies, because inherently you want to create that around the Philippines itself. And if anything, yes. and any companies that are Filipino, that's who you want to work with first and foremost, yeah?
That is correct. Because when I was thinking, like, when I finish my degree here, like, I really want to use it. And at the end of the day, but at the end of the day, I realized, like, hey, this could actually really help my Definitely. Motherland, you know,
yes.
my home. So yes. why not do it in this way? And then eventually, let's see what will happen. And you know, that really started, let's say, February around last year yeah. as an idea. And then mm-hmm. I worked with these people, like talented people behind our team. And yeah. it came to a reality in a span of, I'm not kidding, 3 months.
Amazing.
Like
Amazing.
3 months, the site is there. Like mm-hmm. we were also surprised and amazed that yeah, this happened in that short span of time.
Yeah, yeah. Riza, I'm curious to know what sort of issues you've encountered along the way. What sort of things have gone wrong? And because as a startup, lots of things can go wrong and lots of things can go very, very right. For example, being able to do it in 3 months. But I'm curious, just from a value perspective, what are some of the things that you struggle with or that were hard to organize? If you're happy to share with the audience, because I think it's valuable information to know that things aren't always going to go right. Yes. Things aren't always going to go straightforward and there will be ups and downs. But
that's true. Yeah.
At the end of the day, you got this done in 3 months. So I'm curious. Curious around what were the struggles?
Well, of course, it has its pros and cons, you know.
Yeah,
it's nothing is perfect in this world at the end of the day. So the challenging part, I guess, that I really experienced from the start, since my team are in the Philippines, they're locally based there, and me and some of my partners are here in the US. Okay, yeah. The thing is, since we're setting up an e-commerce platform, we really need to have a strong partnership with different entities, different industries. Yeah. And me, okay, this is my background. I came from middle class. I'm not a, you know, I'm not a trust fund baby. So I really have to do this on my own, like with the help of, you know, as I mentioned.
And a shoestring, let's face it. You do these things with not much backing at all.
Yes, and I couldn't do this without my family and friends who really helped me all the way. And I can attest to that. And that's the main reason of me pushing every day, like waking up every day doing these things, because this is not only for me, you
this
know, it's also for
a bigger
them.
Vision. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's
yeah,
also for them. Now, the challenges going back to that is that, you know, let's say as simple as like me tapping, let's say when we didn't have our shipping partner yet in the Philippines.
Yeah.
Okay. That's number one, because we built up everything. Now who will deliver these items, you know?
Yeah.
But to be honest, I mean, I this is what I did. I just messaged them directly on their accounts, like whatever platform they are available online.
Yeah.
Until I reached or I was redirected to the right person, to the right mm-hmm. department, eventually mm-hmm. had the meeting. After a few weeks, after a few months, it all fell into the right place.
Yeah.
That's how we overcome that those type of challenges. But it's really happening. Like even recently, like mm-hmm. I'm, because our counterpart, of course, we have the government counterpart, like in terms of like what we do, since we're
I was gonna say, is mm-hmm. is the government helpful, is the Philippines government helpful in terms of backing you and helping you grow? Mm-hmm. Are they involved?
Well, that's a perfect timing, I guess, and also for this question, because
yeah.
going back to the challenges is also aligned with your question, is I was really trying to work with DTI, with Department of Trade and Industry, because that's our counterpart. I mean, that's where what that that's a specific part of the government where we really need to collaborate with. However, since, you know, I'm like here and like I'm also trying, my team have different things to do, like it's not really
yes.
their job to collaborate with them, and I can't really have another person to actually you know hire another person just to do
yeah
that. Like,
yeah,
I don't know, I think just with prayers, like, and all like pushing it every day, I was able to tap the PTIC here in New York, and I had a great meeting with them just this week.
Oh,
and,
wow.
Yeah, and we're going to work with them and collaborate with them moving forward, because they know exactly when I show them the same things that I showed to you earlier,
yes.
that this is going to be
this
good.
Is a great idea.
Mm-hmm. And the one word that they, I mean, the common phrase or like the word that they're always saying when I'm presenting this platform or this presentation to them is like, it's this is going to be exciting. So let's make it happen.
Yeah, which is great for you, isn't it? So 12 months is about the time that you've been up and running, Rizza?
Well, almost 12 months, because the official launch of the site was around June.
Not quite 12 months.
Yeah, not yet, not yet.
Yeah.
June, July, August, soft launch more or less on June, because June is actually very special to the Philippines because it's the month of the Independence Day. But what that was our soft launch, and then July, August around the time was the, you know, pretty much the final launch that we had.
Fantastic. Fantastic. So Rizza, going back to the challenges, tell me the things that have gone really well.
Right now, I would say that, okay, I'm also blessed and lucky, I guess, to have these people on my team. I'm always going back to that, because I can't really do this without them. And they've been very patient, understanding, because we're a startup at the end of the day, you know.
Yeah.
I'm really doing my best to actually provide my on my end, like, hold up on my end, that like provide what I need to do as the founder of this company. So the things that I would say that went well is like each department or each division that I mentioned earlier in this company really knows what they're doing, meaning they're really on point when it comes to like initiating as simple as like contacting these people, the merchants, you know, building the site itself. It's a whole process, and it's not an easy process if these people don't know what they're doing. And they're not the good thing about it is they already know, they have their own expertise, and at the same time, they're also passionate about this project. So those two combined made my life easier in a way to actually build it and like to actually be in a place where we are right now. We have to do more. We really have to do more. This is just the beginning. That's the thing.
Rizza, do you have a goal in mind for the number of merchants you want on the site? I'm guessing that it's limitless. Like you could have as many as you want. But in the short term, do you have goals around how many Filipino merchants you want at certain times? Like by December, I want 250. Do you have those goals in mind?
Well, we have a cap. We usually have a cap with our sales team, just to you know, just have to have that goal, to reach that goal. But at this point, based with the efforts that we're doing. I want to give a number, but hopefully like we'll grow by the end of the year. Like 3 times or 4 times that we did last year.
Yeah. Because I'm guessing when you get a new merchant, there's a whole process for onboarding them and setting them up within the platform, which that in itself takes a little while, doesn't it? Because you've got to have a conversation with them, or probably a number of conversations with them.
Yes.
And then you've got to do the whole onboarding and get them set up. And then it starts all over again, doesn't it?
That's correct. And it doesn't end there. Once they're already onboarded, we have these different groups, you know, within that department. So meaning that's where the personalized service comes in, you know, because after that, when they're already onboarded, of course, there are other related concerns, especially order concerns. So we want to make sure that we're really responding to them real time, or at least as soon as possible, so that we can resolve whatever issues that we're encountering for that day, for that week, or whatever. Yeah.
Do you have time frames with which you like the merchants to provide their products once someone's tapped on a product and bought it?
Yes. So the process, just to give you a brief, you know,
gist, please.
Like summary, or like a gist of what how we do it. Like once we have a profiled merchant, okay, we automatically send them like the requirements that are needed, such as the basic ones, like their photos, their product description, and these content need it needs to come from them, because you know, as I mentioned earlier, we want to be true to their branding as well and their mission vision. So we're just like the middleman here. So whatever we're translating to the customers, it has to be the same goals of the company. So usually it takes 2 to 3 days, given that everything was provided to is provided.
That's
to
really
us.
Speedy, Riza.
Yeah, for one account. It's because everything is. So what happens is they have their own merchant dashboard, their account, you know, it's like same with Amazon. Like you have your merchant dashboard, you have your customer dashboard.
Yeah.
So we also help them. We also train them, or like in like a dashboard walkthrough on how they can use the platform in like adding more items, whatever the case is. So yeah, that's how we do it.
Fantastic. When you're thinking about connecting with Filipino merchants, are there any requirements that you like? Are there some people, are there merchants that come to you and you go, actually, you're not right for the platform?
Yeah, I would say yes, because you really need to have the standards at the end of the day.
Yes.
Like, as much, that's the thing. It's like a pros and cons of having this kind of branding, because we're not going to have it all. But I guess it also helps us in a way, like I mentioned, build this these merchants, all of these brands at the end of the day. Because we didn't tell them to, hey, change your branding, change your colors. We didn't do that.
Yeah, that's
so once we built the site, let's say just the main page, the landing page, and we put all their products there, everything's seem uniform. Like it correlates. It goes back to the idea that hey, this is who we
it's
are.
Important. It's important. Because you want that consistency of brand from the merchant itself, but you want that to show up on Philly Local as well, the same as what there is. Riza, what advice would you give to the audience listening today who have a startup idea and think they want to run with it? What are some pieces of advice that you would give them if they're thinking about hopping into startup world? Because it's tough out there, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm sorry.
It's tough out there.
Yes. Yes. Definitely. Whether you're in the Philippines, you're in Australia, you're in New York, it's really tough living in this world.
Yes. I would agree.
That's the bottom line. Okay. That's the bottom line. So I guess, okay, here's where I think we're coming from, or I'm coming from. The success stories of our merchants alone, okay, are the living testimony that Filipinos are world-class artisans or makers that can
absolutely
compete internationally if given the chance, you know. So my advice would be thinking out of the box without limitations. We will be able to succeed together. And, you know, with the blood, tears and sweat of the Filipino workers, we firmly believe that our products are worth paying for, you know.
Absolutely.
And I think now is the time. You know, it's your choice. I didn't say this earlier, but I should have mentioned this. So Pili, I branded Pili Because Pili Local, that's the website,
Yes.
pililocal.com. In Tagalog, that's our language in the Philippines. Pili means choose in English. So when you say pili ka dyan, pili ka dito, I'm saying Tagalog words now. Choose what you want. So
Yeah.
translate to the e-commerce platform that we have. Now, I also chose pili in a way because when we do exporting, or let's say we compete globally, Pili is short for Pilipinas, which also means Philippines.
Yes.
Yeah. So that was the story behind the branding. Yeah.
Fantastic. So, Rizza, the other thing is too that if there's any Filipino merchants or Filipino people thinking, oh my goodness, I'd like to make handbags out of whatever, and they're thinking that this might be something that they want to do, then you or someone in your team is available to like guide them a little bit and say, well, you need to do this, 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 and this. And then, of course, let's work together and put you on Pili Local. So there's now an entry point for Filipino merchants that will eventually be global. And I'm thinking that that global piece will happen sooner rather than later. Yeah?
Well, we're really pushing for it. We're in the
Yes.
works.
Yes.
But I just don't want to give a timeline right away, but we
No, no, no.
want to just
Because
push it.
there's a
It's in the
lot
works,
to
yeah.
sort to say we go global, but there's a lot of things in the background that you've got to be sure of before you can go global. So, I know that it will come. I don't have any doubt in you at all, Rizza. Seeing what you've been able to accomplish in 12 months, it's really amazing. And kudos to you being in New York and studying whilst building a startup based in the Philippines. How excited are your family about what you're creating?
They're really supportive. That's all I can say. I'm so thankful and
Yeah.
very grateful that my parents were actually like they're employees. Like I they like they're able to raise us, me and my brother, who are only two, by being employed.
Yes.
And no one is an entrepreneur in our family at the end of the day. So I think this is more of like I'll
It's
say
a
a
different mindset, Rizza.
calling.
Entrepreneurialism is a little different from business. Entrepreneurial mindset is a little different from business, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It is. And okay, it also comes with a great responsibility. And
Agreed.
that's how I see it. Like every time I make decisions, you have to make decisions all the time. But every
Yes.
decision you make, there's a corresponding responsibility to it. And that's how I do it. Motivate myself that hey, this is not only for yourself, you have to do this because X, Y, and Z.
Yeah.
That's how I see it. And I'm so happy because my friends and family are very supportive,
Good.
very, very supportive in this endeavor. And that also gives me passion, that also gives me motivation at the end of the
Yeah.
day.
And it's a huge undertaking for a woman in business as well. Let's talk about how difficult it is in certain spaces for women to actually get noticed and to get put in front of the right people. That can be challenging, can't it?
Yes. I also had like I used to work okay, I used to work in sales in a way, and I have to deal with different types of people, at some point. Like sales, marketing, media type
It's
of
tough.
yeah. So I did okay, at some point, I'm just gonna tell you the story.
Yes,
Okay.
please.
I did door-to-door sales for different companies.
Oh,
Selling
wow,
this
that's
brand.
tough.
Yes. I don't have any idea in selling. I just do it, being trained to do it, and just enjoying my day,
Yeah.
if I get a sale or not, it depends, whatever happens in that specific day.
Yeah.
And that's when I realized that I really pushed myself to like be better, communicate better, deal with different types of personalities, nationalities, and it really gave me a lot of experience in a way.
Yeah.
We're in like hey, I can really deal with different types of people. Like, this is me. Like, it you know, I discovered who I am in that industry. And being a woman, you're right. Being a woman is not really easy if you're in that industry. But at the end of the day, I guess the way you exude, or like you show yourself to them, it's not just about you being a woman, but also just respect at the end of the day. If you respect them, they'll respect you as well. So that's how that's what happened again. Like at the end of the day with me when I started that career, like point of my life.
That was an experience to have. Rosa, I'm curious to know, what made you decide to study your MBA in New York? What was your decision-making process around that?
Okay, here, my story is, I was really supposed to migrate to Canada. Everything is in process. Yeah, that's the reality. Everything was in process. I'm just waiting for one more requirement and everything is good to go. One point, because I processed through an agency that I think I missed one requirement, so I have to redo everything again. So that pushed back my timeline. So it was like, oh, okay, now what, you know? Mm-hmm. And then I don't even remember how I got that email or like how I landed in that specific opportunity, because I got an email from my school where I'm studying right now of giving me a scholarship. Like a scholarship to study, not full, of course, but still a scholarship to study MBA in New York. And I was like, that's my 2017. I had my events and marketing company back home with my best friend, who also lives in New Zealand, kind of near from Australia.
We are global citizens, aren't we? Like,
yes,
everywhere. Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, going back, I'm so thankful for my friends and family. My best friend is one of my greatest source of strength, and also my friend here in New York. Now, okay, going back, sorry. So yeah, where was I? So
so they offered you this scholarship.
Yes, the scholarship. So I replied to their email, and then I went here just for the interview. Like, admissions process and all those things, the requirements. And I went back home, presented all the things that need to be presented in the embassy. And then I got the visa. And then they told me, like, welcome to New York. Like, have a good time there. Whatever. And then that's how I landed here 4 years ago.
Yeah. So I'm thinking back then 4 years ago that it would have been quite a culture shock for you to go from the Philippines to New York. Yeah. What was that like?
Well, I live in a small city in the Philippines, in Manila.
Yes.
The lifestyle and the way of life, it's kind of similar to what, because I'm a workaholic even back home. You know, I go home. I guess the adjustment in terms of the lifestyle is kind of the same. The difference is I'm doing this alone. Like, my family, my immediate family is in the
not got anyone close to you. Stuff.
So that's the thing. Yes, I have relatives in New Jersey that are really supportive as well.
Good.
I'm thankful because it's kind of near from New York to New Jersey. But living alone. Really made me independent,
away from home, and
independent. Not only like as simple as like, you know, the usual things at home, and then, you know, I have my work, those kind of things. That's adjustment.
Well done, Riza. We are just about out of time. It's been a really fabulous interview with you today. Now, before we get off this show today, can you tell people how they can connect with you? What's the best way to get in contact with Riza and talk about Pillow?
Perfect. The website definitely is www.pililocal.com. That's PILOKAL. And we have our for business development, or anyone who wants to be a part of our roster, become our merchant, our email is simple: sales@pililocal.com.
Fantastic. Nice and simple.
And for advertising, you know, collaborations, media partnerships, anything like that, it's marketing@pililocal.com. So that's
fantastic.
It. And then you can also check our Facebook and Instagram. So it's Pili Local. When you go to our website, it's connected to our, you can check our Facebook and other social media platforms. We have YouTube, but we need to put more content on that.
Yeah, YouTube's a nice beast to be that needs feeding all the time. Riza, thank you so much. For anyone listening today, if you've missed any of those connections, they will be with ever wherever you see this interview, they will be there. If they're not, then just jump onto tonylontis.com and look under guests and co-hosts, and you will find all the links and information to connect with Riza and the team at Pili Local. Riza, I know that it's late at night in New York, and we are really grateful that you had time to talk to us today. I'm wishing you all the luck, and I actually can't wait to follow your journey and stay in contact with you. I see some collaboration down the track between the two of us. It's a pleasure to have you on the show today. Thank you so much, and keep studying, and we look forward to seeing what happens with Pili Local in the future.
Thank you so much, Tony. This is amazing. And I hope to actually work with you anytime
Absolutely.
Soon.
Absolutely. I'm with you. Seeing as I have this amazing team in the Philippines, and that I would really dearly love to have my retreats back in the Philippines that kind of got stopped by COVID. I know. I know. Renee tells me all the time, we need to do that. I will. That's my aim in 2023. I'm not sure I've got time. I'm in 2022, but Riza, thank you so much. Really appreciate your time tonight. Take care, and we'll talk again soon. And that, my friends, is the Everyday Business Show for this week. We will be back next week with another guest on the show. Riza, thank you so much. Bye for now, everyone.
I want to do it to the best of my ability, because if I fail, that means I fail for my entire female nation, I call it.
Is that possible? That was the question for my